views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you are listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on the Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your personal questions. And today, I have astrologer expert Dennis Morley, and he's going to be here to talk to us about Mercury retrograde. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you, Susan.
It's a pleasure.
I think in the first quarter, let's talk about some of the misconceptions that a lot of people have about Mercury retrograde.
That sounds
good. A lot of people seem to think they need to be afraid of it. They don't need to be afraid of it. The other thing, a lot of people who aren't learned in astrology don't understand that it isn't just Mercury going retrograde. All the other planets go retrograde as well. And I'd like to put that out there so that people understand that. And the other thing I would like to put out there during this first quarter is the fact that people think that they basically have to stop living when Mercury goes in retrograde. And yet a lot of people in the know understand Mercury in retrograde is a very good time for introspection, retrospection, meditation, all three to be done with total self-responsibility. As an example, do not be doing any one of the three while you're driving. The other thing with Mercury retrograde that a lot of people don't understand is that people in their natal chart, their birth chart, if they are born in Mercury retrograde, all the to-dos and do-nots do not necessarily apply to them. And in order to really know this, one would have to acquire a birth chart or a natal chart. And I do want to say there are many different astrologies around the Earth. And one of the things I'd like to clarify is that there are astrologers who believe in order to actually be born Mercury retrograde, you have to be born within the time frame of the first day of Mercury retrograde. My understanding is that as long as Mercury is retrograde, whether it's the first day or for the period it lasts, you're considered to be born Mercury retrograde. And those born in Mercury retrograde are allowed to do the things that people born in Mercury direct are not allowed to do. I would like to place another understanding forward, and that is the fact that when Mercury is retrograde, if you had previously planned on taking action, the action can be taken within Mercury retrograde. An example may be taking a trip. An example may be putting your house up for sale. An example may be purchasing electrical supplies. The key here, you honestly and earnestly have had to have pre-planned doing these things. Mercury retrograde affects communication. Mercury retrograde affects transportation. And when unplanned, Mercury retrograde can affect taking action. Any questions about any of that, Sue?
I'm just thinking about that. So basically what you're saying is that if you plan something ahead of time and Mercury retrograde occurs, you should continue and do it anyway.
You're allowed to take action as long as you've honestly planned it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
And let me give you another example of this. You know, I know around your table at the gallery, you and I and another person have discussed new moon prayers, putting them forward, okay?
Yes.
So if the new moon does not occur in Mercury retrograde, and in order to acquire the outcome that you're looking for, and all of a sudden it would mean taking action in Mercury retrograde, you would be allowed to go ahead and do that.
Okay. So Mercury, that helps a lot. I know, because I mean, for me, it's like every time things go wrong and people think or know they're in Mercury retrograde, they're always like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde. That's why it's going wrong.
And most of the times they're not. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's a common misconception. And, you know, we have 8 planets and all 8 go retrograde. And yet the only one people seem to focus in on is Mercury in retrograde.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to discuss this a little further so that people might come to an understanding by their choice that there are things in Mercury retrograde that can be done. For example, anything with an engine, it's possible that it might break down in Mercury retrograde. And if people know the possibility of this, then take care of it before it goes in retrograde.
You mean if you know there's something possibly wrong with the car, get it fixed before you go into Mercury retrograde, because it'll probably break in retrograde.
Or you'll re-experience the same thing down the line. Either or.
Okay.
But yes, that's a very good example, because it's just like I said, it's a time when a lot of people go get readings. It's a time when a lot of promoters put on psychic fairs, because Mercury in retrograde is a time for introspection, retrospection, meditation. So
okay.
If you're looking into self, or you're looking backwards to present, a reading might give direction for what you're looking for. It doesn't mean take action. It means acquire knowledge to take action once it goes direct.
Okay.
Because getting the reading while Mercury's in retrograde, it's okay to acquire the information, but you honestly didn't acquire the possibility prior to Mercury retrograde. You acquired it during Mercury retrograde.
Gotcha. Okay, but you're also telling me now that because readings can be a bit introspective and people can really think about what's being told to them, it's a good thing to do in Mercury retrograde because it's the time of reflection.
It is. And it, not only reflection, but it's like also a time of looking for possible answers.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you're reframing Mercury retrograde more as a time to think about possibilities.
Yes, versus action.
Oh, okay. So what you say?
Let me give you, I just thought of an example that might make this more clear, okay? Mm-hmm. If Mercury is in retrograde, it would be a time to planning and preparing for a trip or a vacation versus taking action by going on the trip or vacation when Mercury's in direct.
Okay, hold that thought. I have a question about it. Because we have to go on to a break right now. And I just want everyone to know that they're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about Mercury retrograde with Dennis Morley. Stay tuned.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
On the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I want everyone to know that this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery, www.spiritartgallery.net. And I will be posting some more of my events and upcoming things as they are planned for now and the summer. So check the website periodically to see what's going on. And now I'm going to welcome back my guest, Dennis Morley. Welcome,
Hi.
Dennis.
Thank you. And I know we're on the air, but I just want to put this out there as a thought, because you're going to be doing workshops over the spring and summer and early fall.
Yes.
And I'm thinking maybe one of the workshops, because you asked me about a workshop, this may be a workshop which would be good to get into.
Yes, it would. And we can plan on that. And I'm also been teaching private spirit art classes, so people can contact me through the site if they're interested in that. But I did have a question for you about your last comment.
Okay.
Now, see if I've got this right. So you're saying that in Mercury retrograde, it's a good time to plan, but not a good time to, like, go on a trip.
It's not a good, which would mean take action.
Right. But what happened...
However, let me finish.
Okay.
However, if you've created these plans prior to Mercury retrograde and they fall in Mercury retrograde, you can still take action.
Thank you. That clarified it. Okay. That was my question.
And someone born in Mercury retrograde would be able to plan and take action both.
Okay.
And the only way people are going to find that out is to have a natal or a birth chart done.
Right.
The other thing I would like to talk a little bit about, and then in the third segment we'll get into specific time frames.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we're now in the age of Aquarius, and we're fully in now, okay? And prior to that, we went from Capricorn to Aquarius, and they have what's called the shadow period. And with the planets, they have the different shadow periods, too, when things go direct and when things go retrograde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I'd like to, okay, I've taught a lot of astrology classes, okay?
Yes.
And the one thing that I ask the people who take classes from me is learn one type of astrology first and then go on and learn other types of astrologies.
Okay.
And one of the things that I have seen over and over and over, especially with Mercury retrograde, you know, and as I was saying, there's always this shadow effect, okay?
Yes.
And Mercury is one of your smaller planets, and your smaller inner planets are faster, quicker than, let's say, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, or Uranus, okay, or Pluto. So a lot of astrologers are of the opinion that the shadow effect of Mercury is only 2 to 4 days. And what I would like to talk more in the third segment is about what the last one that just occurred and the three that are occurring in 2018, because what I have seen, and remember, I have already discussed that while Mercury's retrograde, you're looking for answers, basically.
All right.
And I think from the question you asked, you got that very well.
Yes.
However, I don't necessarily agree that the shadow was 2 to 4 days. I'm more inclined to believe the shadow was 16 to 21 days.
Oh, no.
And I don't believe you have to seek specific answers by meditation, introspection, or retrospection. I believe that in those 16 to 21 days, answers will come to you. Synchronicity. You know, everything happens for a reason and a purpose.
Right.
A lot of people, you know, they hear the word deja vu, immediately they think about past lives in relationship to their current life.
Right.
However, when I teach about deja vu, because there's many meanings to deja vu, when deja vu occurs, it means you're in the right place at the right time. In other words, if you get a feeling of deja vu, you're right where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Even though you may have thought previously or at that point, you should be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, deja vu for me, usually I don't think about past lives. I think about this current life and I've done something like it before, but that's okay.
Right, but there are people who do, so that's why I'm putting it out there.
All right.
And I've noticed on the History Channel, they've been doing a lot on past lives in the last couple of months. So if anybody watching the History Channel may be picking up awareness from there. But to me, deja vu, okay, when we sleep, we often astral project without realizing it. The easiest way for people to understand that they might, may be astral projecting while they're sleeping is all of a sudden they get this, boom, sick falling feeling, and they wake up. And that's because the spirit reentered the body too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having, so that would be deja vu. And part of the reason that people astral project is because if they're going to go somewhere new or experience something different, they may, without conscious awareness, astral project to either scope out a pathway to get there or just scope out the environment if they were there or when they do get there.
Interesting. That makes sense.
And it makes sense. And then you get deja vu. At the same time, doing that sort of thing would be great in Mercury retrograde because you're looking at introspection.
Yes.
So you're looking within to go forward for the needs of yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
And I'm asking about making sense only because I'm trying to make this simple so that people understand it. You know, let me give you another planet with direct and retrograde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pluto often goes retrograde. Pluto is normally connected with the male or the father or grandfather, okay?
Okay.
At the time it goes in retrograde, okay, because retrograde means, all right, let me explain retrograde to people.
That would be a good idea.
The Earth is spherical, okay? The pattern is ecliptical. The same with the sun, the moon, and the other planets, okay?
Yes.
So let's say when Mercury's retrograde, from astronomically, from the Earth, it looks like Mercury's actually going backwards. And when I use, like, one of the Bibles of an astrologer is the ephemeris, okay?
Okay.
And in the ephemeris, the degrees, while another planet's in retrograde, actually go backwards in that planet, even though it's not actually going backwards.
It appears to be backwards, yeah.
It appears to be from the face of the Earth. And that's why when a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who don't understand, we were all given the gifts to use, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yet a lot of people are okay with thinking the three wise men or the magi were astronomers. However, they were astrologers. And just like current astrologers, they used astronomy for their tool, okay?
Yes.
And so that's why in discussing Mercury retrograde, it's utilizing what it is showing itself physically on the Earth. And an example, let's go back to Pluto indirect, okay?
Well, take a
break.
So,
pardon?
Hold Pluto for a moment and continue with Pluto when we come back. And we're taking a break from the Psychic Professor Show. And when we come back, we will talk more with Dennis Morley about Mercury retrograde. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the practice of living awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the practice of living awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And we are talking to Dennis Morley, and we're talking about Mercury retrograde. But Dennis, I do have a question for you. If yes. all the other planets also go into retrograde, how come nobody pays attention to it?
I'm not quite sure. I just know that people have this whole hype about Mercury retrograde, and that's one of the reasons I was bringing up about Pluto, because Pluto, symbolizing father and grandfather, also symbolizes authoritative figures. You as a woman, and I as someone who's not sexist, both realize the female energy is very authoritative as well.
Yes.
So when Pluto's in retrograde, we're looking more at a female authoritative person. And the other part, to attempt to answer that question in a short amount of time, would be the fact that, like many other studies, people focus on one portion of the entirety instead of becoming learned in the entirety of astrology. And I know recently when I did my stint at Crossroads, the person and I were talking, and I told them that astrologers use astronomy. So when you're studying astrology, you also have to study astronomy in order to understand what's occurring.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, if you don't know anything about the stars, and this is all based on the stars, you would not know everything. You wouldn't understand the subject as well.
Exactly. And I mean, you have to learn what transit means, what aspects mean, what conjunct, inconjunct, in opposition. I mean, it just goes on and on and on for days. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I do want to put something out here before I forget, because I've been thinking about this, and that is, we all have been given the gift of free will by the Creator, the God of our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So even with any aspect of astrology, we can use our free will to override the representation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, and it's important for people to understand that, because it's, you know, there's nothing in all of affinity that's actually, quote unquote, written in stone.
Yeah, I know.
And people, well, there's a lot of people who you would think would know, but they don't necessarily know. Now, I would like to talk a little bit. The last time Mercury was retrograde was December 3rd through December 22nd, 2017. As an astrologer, my training, in order for you to start counting Mercury in direct or any planet that goes direct, you go when it's indirect for a full day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So based on the 16-21-day shadow that I was talking about earlier. The 16th day actually is January 8th, 2018. The 21st day is actually January 13th, 2018. Mercury next goes retrograde March 23rd, 2018 through April 14th, 2018. And there's also a full moon, okay? January 1st, January 31st, March 1st, and March 31st are also full moons. So we have 2 months with two full moons in them.
Oh, interesting.
And the second full moon is always considered the blue moon. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I know.
And if I could carry a tune, I would sing you the song, but I can't. Okay, so then the March 23rd to April 14th, the 16th day is April 30th, and the 21st day is May 5th, 2018. And I brought up the full moon only because it's within that 16-21 day period. And oftentimes during a full moon, prayers or inner burning desires get answered. So that's why I brought it up.
So
let
me just say something or ask a question here. So basically what you're telling me is that because Mercury retrograde is a time of introspection and the full moon is also that's like a really good time to kind of look into yourself for spiritual matters and different
things. It's actually the new moon that you look at yourself, and it's the full moon that brings about what you're looking at. And remember, when we are coming out of Mercury retrograde, and this is why I included this, they're kind of going hand in hand. So the 16th day falls on April 30th, 2018, and the 21st day falls on May 5th, 2018. There's three times that Mercury actually goes retrograde in 2018. The next time is July 26th through August 18th. The 16th day is September 3rd, 2018. The 21st day is September 8th, 2018. And the last time in 2018 that Mercury goes retrograde is November 17th through December 5th, 2018. The 16th day is December 21st. And I find it very interesting because the 21st day in 2018 is December 25th, which is Christmas of next year.
Oh, wow.
But remember, there should be a lot of answers and a lot of direction by that point.
Something to think about.
Because we're already at the 21st day. So when you look at astrology, yes, we're looking at Mercury retrograde, but we have to look at all the other aspects going on with all the planets, the sun, and our moon.
Okay.
Now something that just came to me. You asked me earlier about, okay, people know about Mercury retrograde. Why don't they know about the other planets going retrograde? It's just like in our astrology, our moon is very well a part of it and very well known, but a lot of people don't understand that a lot of the outer planets have moons as well. Examples for sure is Jupiter and Saturn.
So their moons don't affect us, do they?
Well, in the astrology system I use, no, it doesn't affect us.
Okay.
And I just see all of this as a tool. There are additional tools that we can use to make our life better. And even though people look at, oh my God, Mercury's retrograde, they need to look at the fact it's also a time to make things better. The other thing that just came across my mind again, and has probably come across my mind at least 30 times since we've been on the air, mm-hmm. is that if you do something for the first time when Mercury's in retrograde, you're liable to have to repeat it during one or more of the next retrogrades in order to get beyond it.
Oh, okay. And with that thought, we are going on our final break here. And I want everyone to know that they're listening to the Psychic Professor Show. And you can contact me through the Spirit Art Gallery if you would like any information about spirit art or would like a mediumship reading. Just go to www.spiritartgallery.net. All my information is listed there. And we are going on break.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back. on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. My guest today is Dennis Morley, and we are talking about Mercury retrograde. And Dennis is trying to help us understand this concept a little bit better. And so what I've learned so far is that Mercury retrograde isn't necessarily a negative. So, Dennis, what are the good things we should do when Mercury goes into retrograde?
Well, we're seeking additional information. And so, self-responsively, we can meditate, we can do introspection, we can do retrospection. If we choose to get a reading, okay, it may be astrological, it may be mediumship, it may be psychic, it may be all of the above, it's a great time to get a reading. And another thing I just want to mention before we move forward, because Mercury is the only planet that is a ruling planet for both Gemini and for Virgo. So it actually rules over both signs. And that's another thing that's interesting to know, because when your ruling planet is direct or in retrograde, you as a Virgo or Gemini may feel it that much deeper. So I wanted to bring that point up, and it's the only, because everybody else has their own ruling planet.
Okay.
Now, a while back, they thought they had discovered another planet in our solar system. However, they came to find out it was a part of another solar system, and they were going to assign it to Virgo. But the reason it wasn't assigned is because it was in another solar system, not ours.
Okay.
You said you had two questions?
Oh, the other one that I was thinking about is, well, you know, we got Mercury going into retrograde. Well, what about all these other planets? I mean, you gave us some time periods, and it doesn't seem like there's enough time for other planets to go into retrograde without overlapping with Mercury sometimes. So what happens? They all kind of retrograde on top of each other.
All right, recently we had Neptune in retrograde, we had Uranus in retrograde. I mean, there are times when Mercury is in retrograde with other planets. And the key is, again, astrology is a study which lasts years and years and years, okay? So the key is you need to study in order to understand. Now, the ephemeris, E-P-H-E-M-E-R-I-S, and there any that I have seen to date going back to 1850 are all, they're all in a 50-year period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the key is, you know, I could show you an ephemeris. It would look like a Martian or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Because it looks like a whole different language, and basically it is a language of its own self.
Okay.
And the key is, just like with Mercury retrograde, find out what are the positive sides when a planet's in retrograde, okay?
Yeah.
It basically takes about 28 years for transiting, which is what's in the sky, okay? For transiting Saturn to come back and be at the equal degree with your natal or birth Saturn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it only happens about every 28 years. But because of the retrograde and what appears to be going back and forth, depending on the year, it could actually hit you more than one time. And I know, you know, in this life, because I was helping a friend out, and this friend was born in the same year as I was, and we both had our second Saturn returns, okay? In my first one, it hit me like 5 to 7 times. This second one, it only touched in one time. But with my friend, the transiting Saturn touched his natal sign 6 times. So it also, you know, again, you have to take in the whole picture. But as far as each sign in retrograde, they actually, just like what we shared tonight about Mercury in retrograde, each planet in retrograde has its own attributes, and they have positive attributes in order to utilize them for the fullest. It's sort of like the moon. When the moon is new, okay?
Yes.
This is time to put your new prayers out there, okay? Or your inner burning desires, okay, if prayer is not something you do. And then when the full moon comes around, this is when prayers or inner burning desires become answered.
Okay. No, I understand that. That's that makes an awful lot of sense. But when I'm sitting here thinking, and I guess, I don't know, are there people that get so crazy over all of this, they let it try to influence their lives? Rule their lives.
Well, I would think, as you and I know, because we know a very diverse amount of people who are very diverse in their thoughts, I would say it would depend upon each person, and that's why I put out there the fact that when you start studying astrology, it's really placed very clearly that free will overrides it. And if you have a teacher who's teaching you astrology, your teacher will say, don't forget free will. So, you know, there are times, if we're not following when stuff is occurring, where we have to sometimes go against the grade, and there may be consequences or side effects or not, but we may have to do it just because timing requires it to be done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I have one. Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so
just say. That's where free will comes in.
Yeah, that's where free will. But, I mean, so part of it was, and this is more of a comment than a question, is that even with all this study, and you can know when it's the right time to do certain things, your free will can override it.
Yes, but it doesn't mean it's going to override the effects of it.
Okay. And so we're almost at the end of the show, and Dennis, I'm going to ask you to tell our audience how they can get in touch with you.
They can go to my website, which is www.psychicdennismorley.com. That's psychicdennismorley.com. Or you can call me at 716-397-3523.
Okay, thank you. Or if all that fails, they can get in touch with me at the Spirit Art Gallery, and I'll definitely put them in touch with you, Dennis. So, Dennis, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You've cleared up a lot of my questions about Mercury retrograde, and I hope that you've done so for the listeners as well. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And this is signing off from the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.